First, we posed this question to Women's Affairs Director Thabisile Ncube of Zimbabwe First, led by Maxwell Shumba.
The first thing that we're going to do, we're going to work on the electricity side, we're going to work on the social side, we're going to work on the economical side. On the economical side, we're going to invite all those countries who are willing to throw a brick into our building until the building is well finished. We're going to build industries and provide jobs, and then money is going to be coming from there. People are going to be happy. Then the other aspect as well, we're going to make sure that the social aspect, we're going to make sure that all the Zimbabweans, everybody, every citizen has got their voice to be heard and acted upon. We're not going to have another side of the social side exploited by the other, but we're going to equalize everybody into our country to make our country happy, to make them our country a liberal country. Our government, actually, we don't talk of dictatorship as well. We're going to look at the agricultural side, where land of Zimbabwe that was unfairly distributed, we're now going to do the proper land reform to make sure that everybody within our country enjoys the privileges of being a Zimbabwean, enjoys every piece of the motherland.
We posed the same question to Norris Moyo of the Progressive Democrats of Zimbabwe.
We look at our economy. If we look at Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe is a rich country when it comes to natural resources. We put up a team that will make sure of that all those resources are well managed. And we'll also put up a team in our central bank, the Reserve Bank, to make sure that Zimbabwe has its own currency. As it is like now, Zimbabwe is the only country which doesn't have its own currency, of which it's not easy to work on the economy without having the currency. So we'll fight for that. We have our own currency. We bring back our Zimbabwean dollar.
Samuel Sipepankomo, Vice Chairman of the People's Democratic Party, had this to say.
I believe that hope has got various segments, and one of the segments is actually dealing with what needs to be done first. What is it that we need to kickstart flow of money? What we need in this country to kickstart development is inflow of money. And we believe that if PDP was government, we have sufficient friends around the globe that we believe who we have talked to about hope, and we continue talking to them, and they believe it is the answer. And we believe because they believe in it, like we do, they will actually bring in the necessary funds to actually kickstart a growing economy in our country. So within 100 days, you remember during the GNU, we became ministers. And within 100 days of our appointment, there was food, plenty of food in the shops. And this economy began to tick. I believe that will happen once we're in power.
Treasurer Alois Tswairo of the National Constitutional Assembly says his party will strive to turn around the economy.
In 100 days, I will first address the issues to do with the rule of law. There has to be a rule of law. There has to be accountability within government. Anyone who is employed by government institutions, whether be it a minister, a mayor or so, has to be accountable for his action and see to it that they benefit the nation, not individuals. The problem we have in this country is that people have become so too much self-centered that they look at their own pockets and the pockets of their families as opposed to looking at the broader interests of the nation or of the citizens, so to say.
And David Rota Takaruza of Transform Zimbabwe put it this way.
Within the first 100 days, we are going to introduce an economic policy that is going to revamp the economy of Zimbabwe. And we are going to introduce a new cabinet that is lean, that is efficient and effective. We are also going to introduce new policies that target the economy, that will revive agriculture, and that is our comparative advantage. We are also going to look at mainland industries, like the mining industry.
Do you have an economic blueprint?
We are going to introduce and formulate policies that encourage viable business. You know, for any new business to thrive and to be sustainable, it needs capital. And a conducive political environment is the one that empowers even its own citizens and even the investors themselves.
For more details on this issue, visit us at www.voazimbabwe.com, and that is www.voazimbabwe.com. We will give you more on opposition parties and ZANU-PF next week. Stay tuned.